Definitely gonna love on the way.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria tomorrow up to 37 degrees, Johannesburg 34 and Mbombela 33. The Gauteng Department of Education has confirmed the death of a grade 7 learner in Rivoli in Johannesburg. Gauteng Education spokesperson Steve Mabona confirmed the incident.
According to information at our disposal, it is alleged that the grade 7 boy learner was shot at by unknown suspects at his family's house on Saturday.
The circumstances around the shooting are unclear. Meanwhile, the ANC's National Working Committee says it hasn't ruled out disbanding the KZN Provincial Executive Committee. This was confirmed by Secretary General Fikile Mbalula following a meeting with the committee earlier today.
From an organizational point of view, nothing is well in KZN, nothing is well in Gauteng. The objective factor is that the situation of our economy in terms of the election affected all of us countrywide. But from an organizational point of view, did we pull through? Do we have leadership? Is the center holding? You've got to be a leadership that is decisive.
The meeting comes in the wake of the party's poor performance in the May general elections. The final decision will be made by the party's National Executive Committee at its last meeting on the year in 2 weeks. Then to Pretoria. The mayor of Tshwane, Nasipi Moya, says providing clean water for consumption in Hammanskraal still remains a priority. She made these remarks during her media address on the 100-day plan of action for the metro and says progress has been made on Module 1 of the Mahalis water plant as a crucial component to supply clean water.
Completion of construction did not mean that the water is safe for consumption yet. There is an ongoing process with Mahalis Water to improve water pressure, allowing the city to flush the system of contaminated water.
Speaking about water, Johannesburg Water says they won't reconnect the illegal water connections in Bumlamkashi International Settlement, or rather informal settlement in Lanesha South. Angry residents blocked the Golden Highway this morning and they claim that water trucks have not been made available to the community. Joburg Water spokesperson Nombuso Shabalala says the disconnection was prompted by ongoing efforts to reduce the entity's non-revenue on water and also the percentage of water supplied but not billed to customers.
This operation was part of the entity's ongoing efforts to address the substantial challenges posed by unauthorized connections to the city's water network, which are also a major contributor to water losses.
Then to the Middle East, where more than 500 people, of whom 92 were civilians, have died in Syria since surprise attacks by rebels on the second largest city, Aleppo. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan responded today, asking for an end to instability in the country. Turkey hosts some 3.2 million Syrian refugees who fled since the civil war broke out in 2011. And finally, scientists believe that an electrically stimulating a particular part in the brain could help people with injured spinal cords to walk more easily. The new technique is intended for people with spinal cord injuries where connection between the brain and spinal cord has not been totally severed and who still have some movement in their legs, and it involves a surgeon implanting electrodes in the brain region which are connected to a device implanted in the patient's chest. So when it's switched on, the device sends electrical pulses up to the brain. More on jackarandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Madeline Fisher from myself and the rest of the team. Have a good evening.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready, ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Traffic dies while we are racing home. Melted lights cover the open road. Cause I've been chasing another.